The Packers and Bears met at Lambeau Field on Sunday for the latest edition of their legendary rivalry. Early on, it looked like the underdog Bears might put a big dent in the Packers' playoff plans when Cordell Stewart hooked up with Marty Booker for a 61-yard touchdown. The score was Chicago's longest pass play of the season. Later in the first quarter, the Packers continued to struggle. With pressure in his face, Brett Favre heaved up a pass. The ball was intercepted by linebacker Lance Briggs. Briggs returned it 45 yards for a touchdown, giving Chicago a commanding 14-0 lead. After two field goals, Brett Favre closed the gap to 14-13 when he hit wide receiver Javon Walker with a 22-yard scoring pass with 2:43 left in the first half. After two more Packers field goals, cornerback Mike McKenzie intercepted his second pass of the game and returned it 90 yards for the score. It was McKenzie's second career interception return for a touchdown and was one of five turnovers committed by the Bears on the afternoon. After a turnover on downs, the Packers took over deep in Chicago territory, and Amon Green made the Bears pay with a 2-yard touchdown run, complete with a nifty Lambeau leap. On the ensuing kickoff, Jerry Azuma ended Green Bay's streak of 34 unanswered points when he returned Ryan Longwell's kick 88 yards for a touchdown. But it was a case of too little too late, as the Packers held on for a 34-21 victory, keeping their postseason hopes alive.